Okay, thank you. And, you know, Jimmy often said that poetry is a place of honor. And over the years, it has been an honor for me to work with the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange and also to read here as well at Hemingway. So with that, I'll get started. As mentioned, I do have a book, Rust Belt, and I'll start with one from there. Elegy for Junior Varsity Baseball Coach. He had us chase fly balls, many chases, as I recall. Stitched leather flights of Newtonian mechanics, baffling examples of aerodynamics. We ran, we practiced, we chased, and we chased, until mistakes were erased. Ours was no field you ever heard of. It was any big league park ever thought of. It was the Hall of Fame we dreamt of. He's hitting the ball now, somewhere over the fences, next to Hall of Famers in a place beyond our senses. And I wonder now about the coach. I wonder now about our dreams. Who's practicing? Who's watching? Who's playing? Who's hearing him urge the players on the field? A call out, a voice, a lesson in the light of the springtime sun. Who wants the ball? Go get it. Come on. Run. Some from recent ones from the workshop. Nightlife, part two. I used to agonize, lose sleep even, over what clothes to wear, what cologne to wear for a night out. What to say, what to do when one moment was the only moment left. It's different now. The internet is in the air around us. Through experience, anecdote, and Wikipedia, I've learned women never truly get over their first love until they do. And I'm left here at closing time, an empty shot glass, her treat, her first night out in years, her kiss on the lips, a divorcee who would never, ever go on a date with me. If there's any Penn Staters out here, you might recognize this setting. The Willard Building. Through Wikipedia, I've come to know many things. The panoply of human experience revealed one hyperlink at a time. Every day on campus, under the elm trees, the Willard preacher preaches his ministry. His calling long predating the internet. His unwavering voice, the way, the truth, the life. And students pass by, some curious, most not. Their phones, their internet, their life stretch before them, soon to make choices, choices tragic in ways only a preacher could know. A mere spectator, this scene unfolds before me, a flashback to my student days, and my lengthening shadow cast behind me, this late afternoon, this sunny autumn day. Moonrise. This one different than others. The blue haze of summer settles into green valleys. A coal barge glides down the river without pomp nor any circumstance. America, of course, great again. The department store. On a Tuesday evening, I browse the menswear for business casual attire, shirts, belts, khakis, muted colors, neatly sewn pockets. The place is a manufacture, like a roll call at the United Nations. Bangladesh, Pakistan, Vietnam. Browsing alongside me, the ghost of my father still wanders. I used to buy Aero shirts for $20, made in the USA. Then, they were made in Mexico, but still, $20. Where did all of that money go? Supply and demand. On a rainy evening, I bring work home. The booming economy demands more steel, more hand tools. I supply the method of manufacture, the process design that becomes a small tool in your hand, a tool to put together or to take apart, I cannot know. I would rather go to a concert, any concert. I would rather see a movie, any movie. But I fear to stop supplying, or that you should ever stop demanding, lest I lose my livelihood, lest I lose my place in line in this turning world. Thank you. One of these nights, I will sprain my ankle on my own basement steps, tragedy and comedy coexisting in the same moment in time. One of these nights, I will be stopped by the police for going 15 over, a field sobriety test the only path forward. One of these nights, I will turn in early on Friday, give time to the company on Saturday, and regret it for weeks upon weeks afterward. One of these nights, the arena will be full, but Marcus Mumford will sing only to me, and I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. One of these nights, she'll put down her cigarette at closing time and listen to me, really, really listen to me. One of these days, I will sit in church, the doctrine of transubstantiation floating above me like cumulus clouds on a summer afternoon. One of these days, I will take the tops off of my Camaro and cruise to Jerry's Curb Service for a double cheeseburger and greasy fries. One of these days, I will get up early, hike the trails at a state park, a lakeside picture becoming a screensaver for weeks upon weeks afterward. One of these days, for the 1,000th time, I will spin U2's Joshua Tree album, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. One of these days, joie de vivre, my 5-year-old niece will bound up the steps to my house. Hi, Uncle Joe. Number 71. At center ice, Evgeny Malkin gathers the puck, races away from a flat-footed forward, turns to the offensive zone, charges past the hapless defenseman, lowers his shoulder, and rips a backhand shot past the bewildered goaltender. With that decisive display, a raucous rout of rivals is well underway, much to the delight of 18,000 drunk and delirious fans. Louder than all of them, over my shoulder, the ghost of my father whispers, "You see that, son? You see that? He should always shoot. He should never pass." Thank you.